Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Let's turn our attention to Lebanon, where earlier this week the government resigned following days of protests. Now, this was after more than 200 people were killed and thousands injured or left homeless in that devastating blast at Beirut's port. The tragedy came at a time when Lebanon was already facing political, economic and public health crises. So to help us further understand the consequences of that horrific explosion and the worsening political situation there, we have on the line Guy Burton. He's the adjunct professor at Versalius College in Brussels, where he teaches global governance. Guy, thank you so much for joining us on the line tonight. Now, in late last year, Lebanon was convulsed by anti-government protests for the economic misery that the population was suffering. Now, I'm wondering whether the anger over the blast was the final straw that, you know, figuratively broke the back of the of Prime Minister Diab's government.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Melissa and Sharada. I appreciate it. Yes, I mean, I think the important thing to make about all of this is that, you know, the current protest, the current anger that you're seeing in Lebanon is not because of the blast. It was already happening. And it was a number of different things that are going on there, you know, both political and economic crises, which are all compounding and playing in towards each other. You know, it's worth keeping in mind, of course, that, you know, this, you know, there have been previous rounds of political mobilization of protests. You know, whether this is actually going to be the one that, as you say, breaks the camel's back, you know, it remains to be seen. If you look, for example, back in 2015, for example, there was a mass protest movement, you know, frustration at, you know, sort of the inability of governments to provide, you know, public services like rubbish collection. And that even led to sort of the emergence of a new political party, but it hasn't really replaced the system as it currently stands.
Yeah, I understand. In 2015, that was called the Garbage Uprising. I know last year's was referred to as the October Uprising. What is that at the heart of the problem? If people are protesting not against specific governments, but against the establishment as a whole, what is it that they want change?
So the protest movement is quite wide-ranging, and it's very clear what it's against. You know, the difficulty, of course, is going to be, you know, forming some kind of organization and sort of political coalition out of it. Politically, they're very frustrated at the nature of the political system and of the political parties, which don't seem to be very representative anymore, which seem to operate in their own kind of elite silo. Then, of course, then economically, you know, the development model has pretty much broken down. You know, Lebanon isn't really producing enough. It's not really generating enough revenues, which has created problems in terms of sort of fiscal deficit. And as a result, the government, successive governments have been spending more than they're earning. And then compounded on top of all of this as well, you know, Lebanon is facing a major crisis in the presence of large numbers of refugees. I mean, there is around a quarter of the Lebanese population, you know, is now people from Palestine, from Syria, you know, who have fled wars. And so, and of course, the government is having to, you know, provide support to them.
Well, you know, Guy, Diab himself said that he knew corruption was rampant in the country, that he, you know, couldn't move forward with certain reforms due to obstructions from other political stakeholders. I'm wondering, are you sympathetic at all to these claims?
Yeah, so, I mean, you have a political system which has become pretty much sort of sclerotic. It's become fossilized. I mean, it emerged in sort of the wake of the Civil War, in which, you know, the different factions are kind of frozen. And in a way, it, you know, sort of works to the detriment, you know, to the benefit of those at the top. You know, those warlords, those generals, those military leaders became political leaders, and their relatives have kind of perpetuated it. And it generally tends to be sort of an arrangement where, you know, they share the spoils, and if you're close to their particular faction, of course, you get sort of benefits out of that. But of course, that has, you know, sort of become disconnected from wider society, which has been sort of cut off from all of that.
So what happens now in the wake of the resignation of the government? Are people satisfied? Are they going to press on? I mean, what is the political culture in the larger Lebanon and Beirut in particular that we might actually be seeing over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah. So the government has resigned, but that doesn't mean that you're going to have elections automatically. What looks like likely to happen is that the political class will try and sort of find, you know, a new prime minister and then a new government. Bear, keep in mind, of course, the one that just resigned was only put in place 6 months ago, you know, having sort of fallen in the wake of the protests that began in October. You'll find that people on the protest side are still, you know, just, they only see this as one step. You know, this isn't the end. They want to see, you know, mass change of the political system. Whereas I think, you know, those within the political system, those within the existing political parties, want to sort of just make a chop and change and hopefully continue on as before.
So what is it? What is it that the Lebanese want changed, Guy? I mean, beyond just the political system.
Yeah. So they need. So there's a number of things that are sort of emerging from the political, from the protest movement. You know, as I flagged up, you know, there are political demands, you know, sort of a more responsive political system. But then also economically, there is frustration at the inability of the government to, you know, to provide the kinds of jobs and services and income, you know, that people need. You know, unemployment is high. You know, there has been a mass financial crisis over the last, you know, year in which people have been unable to take out their money. You know, this is really, you know, affecting society. We're now at a stage where almost half of the Lebanese population is falling under the poverty line. So there is mass frustration and dissatisfaction with the direction that the country's heading in.
Guy, you know, are there civil society or political movements that are emerging now that are not linked to the old players that are based on confessional lines, you know, Muslim, Christians, Druze, all these kinds of traditional configurations for political mobilization? Are there new ones emerging?
Yes. So, you know, really, it's still the case that the bulk of the political parties tend to sort of follow this kind of sectarian line. That said, as you flagged up, the garbage movement in 2015 did see the emergence, you know, of a more non-sectarian, you know, sort of cross-societal political party. But it was primarily running at municipal elections, and it hasn't really broken through yet. And this is one of the big challenges, and it's also worth keeping in mind Lebanon as part of the wider Middle East picture here. You know, the political protests, the frustrations with the economic outlook for the country, this is not something that's unique to Lebanon. You know, this has been going on in across the wider region, you know, for much of the last 10 years. It's the origins of the Arab uprising. And in Lebanon, this similar sort of thing is happening here. You know, people are dissatisfied with the political and economic direction. The problem is, of course, is that, you know, there is a lot of mobilization, but this hasn't necessarily manifested itself in, you know, viable alternatives in terms of new political parties and vehicles to replace the old elite.
Well, Guy, can we get you to stay on the line? I want to continue this conversation with you in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a quick break, so stay tuned to consider this, folks. We'll be right back.